Well, I'm thrilled to say I'm here with Laura Smith, who is the head of delegation for Special Olympics Great Britain's team that is going to Los Angeles to take part in the World Summer Games. Laura, incredibly exciting. Today we announce the team members that are going to be going for that once-in-a-lifetime experience. How are you feeling?
Delighted. And, so I think everybody's so excited already, but delighted it's now out there in the public domain where all the athletes can now be recognised from their own areas and sponsorship and looking at different things. So, no, highly delighted.
And if it indeed needed any more excitement or prestige or gravitas, the honorary chair of the Games is President Barack Obama, and jointly chairing the Games is the First Lady, Michelle Obama. Incredible.
Yes, I mean, that's just such a, high profile for us, and all the athletes already linked onto the website, the World Games website. They're getting daily updates and newsletters that's giving them all this information. So they're all picking up on that and highly delighted that it's so high profile in America.
This is genuinely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for over 100 athletes with intellectual disabilities. It's a marvellous thing.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, us for a GB team, we have 170 for a full team going. And, to highlight our athletes and showcase what our athletes can do from Great Britain is fantastic.
It's also a great opportunity as well to promote the fact that in each of the regions, the clubs of our athletes will be fundraising, will be getting out there and trying to make it as easy as possible, because, of course, our athletes do have to sustain themselves through clubs. It's important that those local communities get behind their athletes because they are local heroes.
Yes, no, exactly. I mean, all the regions and clubs out there just now are fundraising, sending letters out, seeking sponsorship, doing bagpacking, doing everything they can to support their local athlete and volunteer coaches. So it's all great, and the more it can get involved, then the better for us.
It's been a really exciting period for Special Olympics Great Britain. Of course, we had 49 athletes that went to Belgium to take part in a very successful European Games adventure. And now this for the World Summer Games. Do you feel that Special Olympics, and particularly Special Olympics Great Britain, is finally getting there on the map?
Yes, I do believe so. And having the reception at Downing Street before the athletes and the volunteer coaches headed away to the European Games. And, I think that raises the profile for us here in Great Britain. And if we can continue that through to the World Games and beyond, then that's great.
Laura, just final question. Less than a year to go. In fact, 300 days and counting to go to the World Summer Games. Just tell me about your personal excitement. Of course, you've got a great team behind you. You're the head of delegation, but you must be incredibly excited to lead this team of athletes to what is going to be a real pinnacle in their lives.
Yes, certainly. I mean, I've been involved in the Special Olympics for over 20 years, and I still get emotional and still feel, everything. And I'm just delighted to be able to head up. But as you say, it's a team, and it's a team effort, and it's everybody behind you from your local club, region, and GB that support. And it's just fantastic. And yes, you're right. I mean, 300 days to go, which is great and excitement, but it's also worrying and concerning to make sure we get everything in place before we go. Delighted and highly looking forward to it.
Laura Smith, head of delegation for Special Olympics Great Britain and the team going to Los Angeles to take part in that wonderful World Summer Games. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Chris.